Good damn I am. We're coming to you from New Jersey, the Garden State.
I want to welcome this week's co-host from the land of jug handles, not being allowed to pump your own gas, and Taylor Ham, or is it pork roll? Antonio, the Garden State's finest singer. Welcome.
Thank you, Chuck, and thank you for having me today. I'm not so sure about the Garden State's finest singer part, but I appreciate the sentiment, and I do know it is Taylor Ham.
We are very excited to have you here today, and for all you listeners out there who don't already know, Antonio is IM's one and only Jersey boy. He's been in IM for over 4 years now, and his smule name is IM_AntonioP. Now go follow him, or you'll have to pay a fine. Plus, if you don't, you'll be missing his awesome Billy Joel recordings. Antonio, how's it going up there?
It's going very well, Chuck. And thank you for having me on today. I'm actually pretty excited about this. It's my first time doing anything, with a radio broadcast type of format. But I'm sure you'll help me through it. And I'm looking forward to this.
So I was going to ask you to help me give some thank yous to last week's judges. And then I just realized you are one of them. Can't really ask you to thank yourself. So I'll go it alone. This week's hardworking judges were Anki, Antonio, Michelle, and Toby. Thanks so much, guys, for giving us this top four to present today.
Yes, and I'd also like to send a shout out to Pop, who, as you know, wrote the I Am Your Friend song, which is a wonderful song, and it's also the theme of this show. I had the pleasure of spending some time with Pop a couple times when I was in Norway, and you know, meeting him in person, and he's a really great guy. So shout out to Pop. Thanks again, Pop.
Yes, and please check out Pop's other original songs on iTunes and Spotify. You can find them under his real name, Geir Risbakken, and that's spelled G-E-I-R-R-I-S-B-A-K-K-E-N. Now, Antonio, are you ready to count down some songs?
Absolutely, Chuck. Let's do this.
Okay, then. I'll start the countdown at fourth place. That way you'll get the honor of announcing first place, Antonio. Last week, we had a surprise wheel challenge where contestants spun the wheel to determine what band they'd sing. We only gave 24-hour notice, too, and the deadline came quick. But that didn't stop them from recording some impressive songs. At number four in the countdown is John. You can find John on Smule as IM_beloved_Rue, R-U-E. He's a singing machine with an incredible range and great taste in music, too. When he spun the wheel, he landed on Guns N' Roses, and I gasped, because I never heard him sing heavy metal hard rock stuff before. So let's see how he did with Welcome to the Jungle.
Take eventually, You can have everything you want, but you better take it from me. Jungle, welcome to the jungle. What you bring it to your knees? Well, what you bleed when you're high, you never want to come down. And when you're high, you never want to come down. So down, so down, so down.
I must admit, I had absolutely nothing to be nervous about. John totally nailed that, and I'm beyond impressed because I could never sing that song without offending every GNR fan in the world. John has definitely done this song justice and deserves much praise. Rock on, John! Antonio, I'm guessing you're an expert on Guns N' Roses. What do you think?
Well, I'm far from an expert, Chuck, but I gotta say, John nailed this. Guns N' Roses, that is not a group that you can just go in and sing in any way, shape, or form and have anyone enjoy what you just did. But John, he channeled his inner Axl Rose and he gave it the flair it needed and he had the energy, and I was really impressed with it. He did a great job.
Okay, Antonio, are you ready to announce the number three song and singer? Hello, Antonio? Where did you go? Oh my goodness, I think he went to go get a beer. So I shall announce it. In third place, we have Annette. Annette's mule ID is IM_Annette, and that's spelled A-N-E-T-T. She's Norwegian, and she's someone I've had the pleasure of spending time with at the IM meetups. This week, she sang a song by Metallica, and that song is called Sad But True.
True friend now, they'll betray. I'm
there. I'm your dream, make you real. I'm your rise when you must steal. I'm your pain when you can't feel. Saboteur. I'm your dream, mind astray. I'm your rise while you're away. I'm your pain while you repay. You know it's Saboteur. You, you're my mask, you're my cover, my shelter. You're my mask, you're the one who's playing. Do my work, do my dirty work, scapegoat. Do my deeds, you're the one who's shame. I'm your dream, make you real. I'm your ride when you must steal. I'm your pain when you can't feel. Saboteur. I'm your dream, mind astray. I'm your rise while you're away. I'm your pain while you repay. You know it's saboteur.
Yeah, Annette, she did a great job here. She always has a big voice with a lot of power and a lot of passion, and you can always hear the emotion coming through. Granted, this was heavy metal, and that seems to play right into Annette's wheelhouse. She's amazing when it comes to the big rock ballads and songs of that sort. So I very much enjoyed listening to this.
All I have to say is, She will rock you. Okay, maybe that's not all I have to say. I'm just always so proud to know Annette. I always look forward to listening to her songs because I know how choosy she is when it comes to what she'll sing. So I know if she sang it, be prepared to be amazed. And this song, Sad But True, is no exception. I know Annette is her own worst critic, like many of us, but Annette, I'm here to tell you, if you don't think this one is great, you're wrong. So, there you go. Next up, second place. And that's someone I'm fairly familiar with. Oh, just kidding. She's my bestie and the true founder of I Am, Stina. If you're not following her on Smule, you shall face the firing squad. But there's still time to go to that app. Look up IAM_Stillow, and that's STILLOW, and then click follow. She's brought us a little charming song this week called Songbird, originally by Fleetwood Mac, presented to you now with real birds chirping in the background. Well, that was okay. Stop. Stop it. I'm just playing. Don't throw things. Stina knows I'm joking. This recording is an absolute gem, and it's so precious and charming. And with only a single simple layer, yet so complex. You should all definitely go look it up on Smule so you can see Stina sing in the great outdoors. In a lovely park, actually, with real live birds chirping. Absolutely priceless. Antonio? Did you get an earful of this one?
Oh, I got an earful of it, Chuck, and I have to agree with you there. Stina is definitely precious and charming in her rendition of Songbird. And as you know, maybe you've heard me say it before, but I call Stina Boss Lady. As a testament to that, she went out into the great outdoors, and she commanded the songbirds out in the wild to come fly over and perch by her and to add their song to her song of Songbird. So it was definitely precious and charming, and Stina did a wonderful job.
So precious and charming.
Okay, moving on, we have our number one entry for this week's challenge, which was submitted by Anna Maria, and she chose Enjoy the Silence by Depeche Mode, which happens to be one of the bands that I chose to put on the spinning wheel, so I'm extra pleased. Great job, Anna Maria.
Like violence, break the silence, come crashing in into my little world. Painful to me, pierce right through me. Can't you understand? Oh, my little girl, all I ever wanted, all I ever needed is here in my arms. Words are very unnecessary.
Wow. Anna Maria really did a nice job with that. And that's why she got first place in this week's challenge. Her use of the effects and the layers and how she put it all together really did this song well. And she sang it well. Her voice sounded very nice. Great job, Anna Maria.
Enjoy the Silence is actually a song that I hold close to my heart because it was the first birthday song I ever received here at IAM. In fact, Stina tricked me by first giving me a recording of Complete Silence titled Enjoy the Silence. And then later on in the day, they presented me with the real birthday song, which was everyone singing the whole song. That was really funny, and I always will remember that. Now, I'm not trying to make this all about me. We need to celebrate Anna Maria's flawless and very original take on this Depeche Mode song. When I saw she landed on Depeche Mode during the spinning wheel, I secretly wanted this to be her song, and I was very fortunate to get my wish because she went above and beyond my expectations, which were already very high. Her harmonies were so well planned out and gorgeous. Well done, Anna Maria, and congrats on first place. Well, it looks like we're done counting down the top four challenge songs, so I guess we'll be signing off now.
No way, Chuck. Not just yet, because we have an extra special surprise guest straight from Norway. You may have heard of her. You may have heard her song. But yes, I'm referring to the woman, the myth, the legend, the winner this week, Anna Maria.
Hi, Antonio. Hi, Chuck. Thanks for inviting me. It's an honor to be your guest.
And not only did Anna Maria win first place and first place bragging rights, she also scored a set of fabulous Garfield the Cat line stickers. Anna Maria, is Garfield one of your favorite cartoon characters, or do you just love cats?
No, I'm definitely not a cat person. No, I just like Garfield. He's my one and only favorite cat.
Well, you and Antonio and me have met and hung out in real life at one of the IAM meetups, so it's really nice to reunite with both of you in this way. What have you been up to, Anna Maria?
First of all, the meetup with you guys was so great, and I really hope we can do that again soon. The COVID nightmare put me in home office for a little over a year, but I'm finally back in the office now with a few other people. We've had some periods of lockdown with schools and stores and everything closed here, but all in all, Bergen has not been that bad affected. When Norway closed down, I decided I needed a new hobby, so I started knitting, and I've made myself a few sweaters and cardigans, and they look pretty good, and I'm kind of proud of myself for that. Also, Smule has got me through these crazy times. It has been so good to just escape into the Smule world and have a social life online, actually.
So, Anna Maria, in last week's Spin the Band Challenge, you happened to land on a band that I had suggested for the wheel. But of the bands you could have landed on, Depeche Mode may or may not have been your first choice. If it wasn't, can you tell us of a particular band that you had your eye on? And if not, maybe you can tell us a bit about your musical preferences.
Well, first of all, thank you for liking my song. It was fun doing it. None of the bands on the spinning wheel really stood out for me. I like songs that allows you to feel something where your mind can wander a bit. And I mean, I love a good fast beat song as well, but not so much singing them. If I have a favorite artist right now, it must be Aurora. She's the weirdest person, but her music just sucks me in, and it's so dreamy and beautiful, I think, and her voice is amazing. I've always loved Alanis Morissette and Dave Matthews Band and Counting Crows, Eva Cassidy, and I love so many Norwegian artists, and I love singing in Norwegian. I like jazz and musicals, and some classical pieces are just so beautiful. But mostly I fall for good songs. Who sings them doesn't matter so much.
Now, you mentioned classical pieces, and it immediately reminded me of one recording of yours that I uploaded to the IAM radio station not long ago, Mozart's Lacrimosa Requiem, and it was of the most impressive recording on Smule that I've ever heard one person do, I must say. Can you please tell me more about this recording of yours? What was it for, and how long did it take you?
It was for a team competition called World Tour something. And I was just a substitute and I was asked to step in to do this classical piece. And I didn't know the piece. I went on YouTube and I learned the soprano, the alto, the tenor, and I couldn't do the bass. And I was actually, the judges commented that should have had the bass on as well, but I couldn't do it. It was just done in 2 or 3 days because I didn't have much time. So it was hard work.
Well, it's one of my favorites, and I love hearing it pop up again and again on the IAM radio station.
I'm so glad you liked it, and I am proud of it. No doubt it's probably the most difficult thing I've ever done, and I'm just glad that people are able to hear it now on the radio station. So thank you.
Anna Maria, thank you so much for being on the show and for spending time with us today. We really enjoyed talking with you and getting to know you better, as I'm sure our listeners did as well. We love having you on the show and in the IM group, so we hope you'll come back and see us real soon.
Well, thank you. I love being in the IM group, and thanks for having me there. Thanks for inviting me to the show. It was fun, and I think you're a great radio host.
Aw, thanks so much for that.
Anna Maria, Chuck, it was wonderful being on the show with you guys today. But as they say, all good things must come to an end. So have a great damn I am.
Good damn I am.
Have a great damn I am. Until next time.
I am radio.